On the KSRO live line with us is the CEO. She's the head honcho of the fairgrounds, Becky Bartling. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. How are you all?
Nice to have you with us this morning. It sounds like the weather is going to be superb for the three-day event.
Absolutely. Looks perfect.
And what sorts of things can we look forward to in addition to the wine?
Well, we have some wonderful fun entertainment going on. We've got grape stomping starts Friday night, as well as throughout the weekend. Fun to participate in and really fun to watch. Around the grounds, we have an art show and sale. We have the People's Choice Wine Label Contest, Pumpkin Patch and Spooky Corner, amateur wine and beer display, and just a fun time and a great experience.
You know, that grape stomping is not as easy as it looks.
You know what? It takes a little skill, but if you watch the people, you know, more of the seasoned stompers, you kind of get it.
Yeah, I think I'm still picking out grape stems from my feet since, you know, about 1987.
And there's actually a competition. Great. There's like a championship grape stomp.
Yes, there is. There's qualifiers on Friday night. And then we have the Saturday grape stomp. Again, qualifiers. There's a kids stomp. And the World Championship Grape Stomp Finals. So there's lots of fun to be going on with the grape stomp.
But it's all really, it centers all around wine and the Sonoma County harvest, and all under the auspices of the Grand Harvest Tasting Pavilion. That's
yes.
Where everybody wants to go.
Well, as long as you're 21 and over.
Yes, yes, yes. And now tell us how it works again. You know, Friday, I know, is a little bit different of a scenario.
Yes, Friday is the traditional, more of the evening event. And that the grounds opens at 4 o'clock, runs till 9 p.m. The grand tasting is 5 to 8 p.m. And it does include some beer and cider as well. Then on Saturday and Sunday, the grand tasting is from 1 to 4 p.m.
And I see some, you know, there's an art thing going on. I mean, is this something you bring the kids to? You drink wine, they look at art, go get a pumpkin?
Yes. Yeah, so there's lots of activities for kids on the ground that are not in the grand tasting room. And there is the art show, the marketplace, and, you know, the different activities in the afternoon, as you know, as I mentioned, in the spooky corner, and easy bake pumpkin pie making, pumpkin patch.
Is there going to be an easy bake oven out there?
There certainly is. Oh, quite a few of them.
Great. That's great. You know, one of the things I like about it, too, inside the pavilion, it's not just what's in the bottle that's so fascinating, Becky. It's also what's on the bottle, the labels.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, before I moved to Sonoma County and was not as well educated, that's how we would pick the wine we drink, by the label.
Yeah. But it's fascinating to see all of the wineries in the North Bay really using their creativity when it comes to designating a lot of those as Sonoma County wines.
Yes, and you know, of course, Sonoma County wines are the best in the world.
Of course,
we believe, and as we all know, and. The grand tasting is a wonderful opportunity to actually taste the gold medal winning wines from the harvest fair.
Yeah.
And truly spectacular.
And just as an FYI, the professional wine competition, the largest regional wine contest in the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. I guess what we grow shows, that's for sure. It certainly will this weekend, the 2017 Harvest Fair. Becky, it's going to be a great time for all. It's certainly one of the most popular events that goes on in this neck of the woods. And I know you'll have a good time along with a few thousand other people.
Absolutely. We hope to see you and all your listeners out, because it's going to be a wonderful weekend and the weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, perfect in the wine country for harvest, that's for sure. Becky, thanks for being here this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Rebecca Bartling. She is the CEO of the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, talking about Harvest Fair beginning on Friday.